Late last year, Congress scrapped the No Child Left Behind law, the unpopular federal education law that critics say relied too much on standardized testing scores to identify, quote, failing schools. So before the U.S. Department of Education moves ahead with its new law, it's asking the states how they want to measure success in the public schools. And now Vermont is trying to figure out how to gauge student progress and hold schools accountable without putting so much focus on high-stakes testing. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
This is what quality education sounds like to Putney Central School principal Herve Pelletier. Putney Central is a small pre-K through 8th grade school in Windham County, and the 7th graders are mountain biking. Pelletier says if you want to really know how a school is doing, you have to look at much more than test scores.
So, for example, here in Putney, we really try to emphasize outdoor education, getting the kids outside. We have a very active farm-to-school project. We've got an awesome school forest. And we want to be able to have teachers have the option without the constant reminders about how important testing is.
But it was hard not to be reminded about the importance of the annual testing because No Child Left Behind put so much emphasis on the results. Pelletier says the law took everyone's focus away from what schools are really trying to do with their students.
There's a lot going on at schools that doesn't get measured. Shouldn't our goals be producing kids who are functionally literate citizens in a democracy?
Money, of course, is a big part of the federal government's carrot and stick approach. And the goal of the new federal law is to make sure funding gets to the kids who need it most. So how do you make sure that happens without relying only on test scores? That's what Vermont Deputy Secretary of Education Amy Fowler is trying to figure out.
So we're completely committed to the goal. The issue is the way in which we get to that end result. We don't always agree on the path to get there.
The new federal education law is called Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. And if you follow education, you'll be hearing a lot about ESSA over the next year. Now, when Washington first raised the idea that states would have a say in the new law, people like Fowler imagined a Vermont-sized accountability system that turned the focus away from testing.
We really were excited about the idea of having multiple different measures carry some weight in school accountability.
But when ESSA was adopted, the law was clear that standardized tests would continue to be a cornerstone of its accountability metric. The feds are asking states to come up with individual plans to augment the testing, and state education officials are now trying to find just how far they can move the needle in the other direction. Vermont would like to hold fewer tests, say, every other year. The feds said no. Fowler says Vermont doesn't like gathering the test scores and all the other indicators into a single rating system that ranks schools one above the next. But that's the way the U.S. Education Department wants to grade schools. And mostly, the state isn't interested in identifying the lowest performing schools and calling them out in public. Washington says, if you want our money, then you'll report on accountability. So Fowler and her team are trying to walk a tightrope between satisfying the federal testing requirements and coming up with a plan that truly reflects Vermont's goals and expectations of its students. And, she says, she'll try to push it out as far as she can.
What we're trying to avoid is saying, oh, they'll never agree to that. Let's not submit it. When maybe they would have agreed to it. Let's put out our best thinking and reasoning and why it's good for us and see if they push back.
State education officials are now gathering public input on the new federal law and how Vermont should respond to it. Last month, more than 150 people showed up for a two-day summit at Jay Peak, and the agency says it's received more than 1,000 comments on the state's plan. Patrick Halliday is a project manager who's leading the effort to help educators and the public understand the new law.
We've been talking a lot about testing and graduation rates and the like. We have an opportunity, though, to come up with other educational measures, and we're talking about what those educational measures might be.
Halliday says those measures could include flexible pathways to graduation, school climate, service learning, and other educational advancements that don't show up on a standardized test. Ultimately, whatever plan the state proposes must be accepted by the U.S. Department of Education. The state hopes to have a draft plan in place by the end of this year and then forward its proposal on to Washington in the spring. Ideally, the new federal accountability plan will be in place before the start of the 2017 school year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.